Let us enter into Brahmanandavalli. ओम नमो भगवते श्री दक्षिणामूर्ति स्वरूपाय श्री दयानंद रूपाय परम गुरवे परमात्मने परब्रह्मणे सच्चिदानंद रूपाय विश्वोत्पत्यादिहेतवे तापत्रय विनाशाय श्री कृष्णाय वयम् नमः यम प्रव्रजन ओके आई गॉट द यस्माज्जातं जगत् सर्वं यस्मिन्नेव प्रलीयते येनेदं धार्यते चैव तस्मै ज्ञानात्मने नमः यस्माज्जातं जगत् सर्वं यस्मिन्नेव प्रलीयते येनेदं धार्यते चैव तस्मै ज्ञानात्मने नमः नो वाय आई रिपीट दिस दिस शंकर भगवत्पादास बेनेडिक्टरी वर्स ऑन हिज कमेंट्री बिकॉज ही हैज ऑलरेडी गिवन इन दिस वर्स इटसेल्फ ही हैज प्रेजेंटेड टू लक्षणम्स टू डेफिनेशंस ऑफ ब्रह्मा द डायरेक्ट डेफिनेशन एंड इनडायरेक्ट डेफिनेशन. You're going to understand what those definitions are in this Brahmanandavalli. Okay. Now, this important section, the second section, as you all know well, is given the title of Brahmavalli. Valli means section, we take it as a chapter also. Second chapter, second section is Brahmavalli. And as the nature of reality in terms of limitlessness, fullness, happiness is unfold, brought to light, it is also known as Anandavalli. It is also known as Brahmanandavalli. So Brahmavalli, Anandavalli, Brahmanandavalli are three different titles for this second section. And here, this Brahmanandavalli begins with a statement, begins with a statement, which is called Sutra Bhuta Vakyam. Sutra Bhuta Vakyam or Sutra Vakyam means a small statement, but pregnant with meaning. A small statement. And the statement, if you understand the statement, the statement can create questions in the mind. Therefore, in the very first section of Brahmanandavalli, Brahmanandavalli also we have many sections. The very first section itself presents the answers for the questions possibly raised based on that first Sutra Bhuta Vakyam. And the whole Brahmanandavalli presents the explanation, answer for those questions possibly raised based on that Sutra Bhuta Vakyam, Sutra Vakyam. Why is it called Sutra Vakyam? A small sentence, like how Mahavakyam, the great declaration revealing the essential oneness of Divatma and Paramatma, has only three small words, Tatitvam Asi, Aham Brahma Asmi, I am Atma Brahma. Tiny sentence, three words, but still it is called Mahavakyam, a great declaration because it reveals an amazing fact of essential oneness of the Jivatma and Paramatma. The same way here also, we have Sutra Vakyam, Sutra Bhuta Vakyam, begins with that sentence. And the, when you understand the meaning of the sentence, the questions can be raised. And for those questions, answer, the answer for those questions alone form the subject matter of the entire Brahmananda Valli. In Brahmananda Valli, the reality, absolute reality, the ultimate truth of the entirety of the universe is implied by the term Brahma. The word Atma we hear in many places. The word Brahma, Nakarantaha Napumsakalingaha Brahman Shabdaha. Nakarantaha Napumsakalingaha Brahman Shabdaha. So Brahman is a neutral gender word. And in nominative case, we say Brahma, short, Brahma. And what is Brahma? Absolute reality, ultimate truth of the entirety of the cosmos, all that is here. When you say the truth of the whole, there's nothing in this world which exists outside of the truth, which exists independent of the truth, which exists apart from, away from the truth. And the truth, the reality, is beyond everything, and beyond truth, nothing is. That which is beyond everything, and that beyond which nothing is the truth, the reality. And that reality is an independent entity. Reality is abstract, formless, inexplicably subtlest, attributeless, still is an independent entity. It is that reality that has to be arrived at as one's own self, the truth of every individual. Every individual human being has to arrive at the truth as oneself, at the very content, as the very meaning of the first person singular pronoun, I. Only in discovering the truth, resolving one's self in that very truth, the common human fundamental problem of sense of smallness, sense of insecurity, sense of inadequacy, centered on I, can be resolved. Unless and until one resolves this common human fundamental problem of sense of smallness, sense of inadequacy centered on I, there is no freedom. There is no freedom. That is why we never teach truth as a third person. Okay? Truth is timeless. Truth is all pervasive. Truth is that Brahman is all pervasive. Brahman is timeless. Brahman is indestructible. So what? Brahman is indestructible. Brahman is timeless. Brahman is all pervasive. What is there for me? You must be intelligent. It must be helpful for me as an individual to resolve my problem. We all bow to the Shastram. We all respect Shastram. We all have great reverence for Shastram because we are selfish. We want solution for our problem, not for anything else. And the Shastram's, Puja Swamiji is the only person who makes it very clear. Everybody comes and gives beautiful, beautiful, eloquent lectures, like talks on these, the unfoldment of Brahman, everything, everywhere. There's so many Mahatmas. I bow to all of them, no doubt. I never heard many, but people come and tell me how intelligently they present the teachings. But it's all because it's an academic pursuit. How beautifully they eloquently and with tremendous communicative skill they unfold, they teach, they're really nice, so beautiful, wonderful. The problem is they never mention the connection. What is Brahma Vidya for? Why should I attend Brahma Vidya? What is samsara? Simply people talk about samsara also. Even they choose the word samsara, samsara they say. Samsara vrityattam brahmajnana. Knowledge of Brahman is required for freeing oneself from bondage of samsara. Even that is not a solution. That is not very clear. You have to write away straight. It is to solve your problem. Problem is you and solution is you. Because there is a common human universal fundamental problem of sense of smallness, sense of inadequacy, sense of insecurity, sense of unhappiness, centered on I. And this fundamental, common human fundamental problem must be resolved. Until and unless this problem is resolved, there is no moksha, there is no freedom. Without understanding the problem itself, simply studying the Shastra, understand the reality as how reality is indestructible, etc., definitely will become very academic pursuit. It will not be a spiritual pursuit. Only the solution is there for the problem, it becomes a spiritual pursuit. That is why commitment to the Shastram itself, study of the Shastram, is spiritual commitment, commitment to spiritual wisdom. Therefore, one has to discover this Brahma, this absolute reality, abstract truth, which cannot be perceived, is not an object, which cannot be perceived, which cannot be conceived mentally, which cannot be described with the help of words. Still, that has been discovered, that has to be understood. One has to resolve one's identity in the truth, very truth. There is no other way. That is why Brahma Jnanam is actually for sorting out our human misery, human problem. Therefore, Brahma, here this is in this Brahmanandavalli, that abstract, formless, attributeless reality is implied by the term Brahma. Why? We are going to understand during the study. Brahma means big, Brihat. Brihat, therefore Brahma. Reality is big, Brihat. Therefore it is said to be implied by the term Brahma. They say big means, big is adjective, therefore it is comparable. How big is Brahma? How big is this reality? Implied with the term Brahma. This reality is big means how big it is? Incomparably big. Incomparably big means how incomparably big? It is free from all limitations. Therefore, it is limitlessly big. What are the limitations? Shastram talks about three possible limitations. And a limitation in Sanskritam is called Parichedaha. Limitation, Shastram, Sanskritam, will be Parichedaha. Parichedaha, limitation. And kala parichedaha, desha parichedaha, vastu parichedaha. Shastram talks of threefold limitations. Kala parichedaha means time limitation. Desha parichedaha, spatial limitation. Vastu parichedaha means object limitation. We can add one more. Guna parichedaha. Limitation, attribute-wise limitation. And here, reality, that the reality which is not known, which is said to be discovered by us, implied with the term Brahma, is free from all these possible limitations. Free from time limitation, so time-wise limitless. Free from spatial limitation, spatially limitless. The reality is object-wise limit, free from object limitation, the object-wise limitless. Free from attributes, the attribute-wise limitless. And being free from all three possible limitations, desha parichedaha, kala parichedaha, vastu parichedaha, is it reality is said to be aparichinnam. அபரிச்சின்னம், பரிச்சின்னம் இஸ் அ பார்ட்டிசிபிள், லிமிட்டெட். கால பரிச்சேதக நாஸ்தி அத்த காலத்தக அபரிச்சின்னம், இட் இஸ் நாட் லிமிட்டெட் பை டைம். தேசத்தக அபரிச்சின்னம், ஸ்பேஷலி நாட் லிமிட்டெட். வஸ்துதக அபரிச்சின்னம், ஆப்ஜெக்ட் வைஸ் நாட் லிமிட்டெட். Therefore, what? It is aparichinnam, not limited by time, space, and object. Therefore, it being limitless is the very nature of the reality. Being limitless is the very nature of the reality. What is that reality which is free from all these three limitations? Therefore, limitlessness is the nature of the reality. Being limitless is nature, swarupam. Why it is limitless? That is how reality can be. That is how reality is. Therefore, being free from all limitations, limitlessness being your nature of the reality, is incomparably, limitlessly big. Incomparably, limitlessly big. Which means there's nothing which is as big as Brahma. Therefore, there is nothing which can be bigger than, greater than Brahma. And it is the absolutely big, incomparably big, limitlessly big. Therefore, it is the biggest, biggest of anything that is considered to be biggest in this world. Therefore, Brihat means big, Brihattaram means bigger, Brihat. Tamam means biggest. Brihat, Brihattaram, Brihattamam. Brihattamatvat Brahma ityuchyate. Brihattamatvat Brahma ityuchyate. Reality is said to be Brahma due to its nature of, due to its being the biggest or biggestness. Brihattamatvat Brahma ityuchyate. Katam brihattamatvam? How it is biggest. We understood incomparably, limitlessly big, great. Therefore, reality is implied by the term Brahma. What is that reality which is limitlessly big? Therefore, implied by the term Brahma. We need to understand, and this section is going to help us understand, assimilate that reality. Therefore, this whole section is given the title Brahmanandavalli. And discovering that Brahman itself, reality itself, is what? Discovering Anandaha, fullness of happiness. So what is the sentence? Let us read the first sentence, the first Anuvaka today. Om. We've already done the Mula Grantha study. So you all must be knowing thoroughly. Om Brahma Vida Apnoti Param. Brahma Vida Apnoti Param. Tadesha Bhyukta. Sat Satyam Jnanam Anantam Brahma Yo Veda Nihitam Guhayam Parame Vyoman So Oshnute Sarvan Kamam Chahi. Flip it again. Brahma Vida Apnoti Param तदेषाभ्युक्ता सत्यं ज्ञानमनन्तं ब्रह्म यो वेद निहितं गुहायां परमे व्योमन् सोऽश्नुते सर्वान् कामान् चै ब्रह्मविदाप्नोति परम् तदेषाभ्युक्तं सत्यं ज्ञानमनन्तं ब्रह्म यो वेद निहितं गुहायां परमे व्योमन् ओके सो हियर ब्रह्मविद आप्नोति परम जस्ट टू स्टार्ट विथ टुडे आई एम जस्ट गिविंग दिस विल सी दि भाष्यम टुमारो ओके Just to have an auspice to us to begin the next sections with the auspiciousness, I just want to recite at least the first few lines. So, Brahmavit Param Apnoti. Simple sentence. Brahmavit, Brahmanam, Brahmanaha with Brahmavit, the knower of Brahman. Param Apnoti. Param means absolute, the ultimate. So the knower of Brahman attains the absolute end. The knower of Brahman attains the ultimate goal. This is the meaning of the first opening sentence of the Brahmanandavalli. Brahmavite Param Apnoti. Simple subject, object, and verb. The knower of Brahman attains the absolute. And this sentence. When we read, many questions should rise in our minds. What are the questions? Apnoti, attains. Attains what? Attains the absolute. Who, what is absolute? Attains the absolute means what is param? Kim param or param kim? Question number one. Param kim? What is the absolute? End. What is the ultimate goal one attains? Because we do not know what this ultimate goal. Then Brahmavit and Kaha, who attains the Param? Brahmavit, the knower of Brahman, attains the absolute. Then what is Brahma? Kim Tat Brahma? What is that Brahma? Knowing which one attains the absolute end. Question number two. Question number three. Where is the okay, Brahmavit Param Apnoti? And based on this, another question can come. Where is the what is the Brahman? And what is the absolute end? How can one know that Brahman? How can one know that Brahman? Question number three. What is the absolute end? What is that Brahman? How can one know that Brahman? Thereby, one can attain the absolute end. How can one know? Where can one know that Brahman? How can one know that Brahman? There are three possible questions which should arise. Listen to this when you know the meaning of this sentence. Brahmavidapnotiparam. This is said to be the Sutrabhuta Vakyam. And when you hear the meaning of this sentence, we ask these questions. What is the absolute end, ultimate goal one attains? And the who. How does one know that Brahman? What is that Brahman? Question number two. And how does one know that Brahman? Question number three. And immediately, the brief answer is given. Brief answer is given. Satyam ஞானமனந்தம் பிரம்ம. வாட் இஸ் தட் பிரம்ம? சத்தியம் ஞானமனந்தம் பிரம்ம. பைனரி ஆன்சர். இட் மீன்ஸ் லார்ட் ஆஃப் அன்ஃபோல்ட்மெண்ட். சத்தியம் ஞானம் அனந்தம் பிரம்ம. திஸ் இஸ் அ டைரக்ட் டெபினிஷன் ஆஃப் பிரம்ம. டைரக்ட் டெபினிஷன் மீன்ஸ் வாட்? த டெபினிஷன் வேரின் த வேர்ட்ஸ் ரிவீல் தி நேச்சர் ஆஃப் பிரம்ம. வேர்ட்ஸ் ரிவீல் தி ரியாலிட்டி இம்ப்ளைட் வித் டெம் பிரம்ம இன் டேர்ம்ஸ் ஆஃப் இட்ஸ் நேச்சர் ஸ்வரூபம். இஃப் த வேர்ட்ஸ் reveal the reality in terms of its nature, then those words form the direct definition of Brahma. Satyam jnanam anantam Brahma. Then we're going to see later on that the indirect definition also is going to be given of Brahma. What is indirect definition? If Brahma, if the same absolute reality implied by the term Brahman is presented as the cause of the universe, oh, what is Brahma? The question is asked. Oh, reality implied by the term Brahman is that from which the universe has come into existence, by which the universe is sustained, in which the universe resolves, that is Brahma. If this answer is given, here in this answer, reality is presented as both intelligent cause and the material cause. When the Brahman is presented as the intelligent and the material causes of the universe, then that definition is an indirect definition. These two definitions are given here. We'll see them. And how can we discover that Brahma? Where is the Brahman available? For that question, immediately answer is given. யோ வேத நிஹிதம் குஹாயாம். தட் அப்சல்யூட் ரியாலிட்டி அல்டிமேட் ட்ரூத் இஸ் அவைலபிள் ஃபார் ரெக்கக்னிஷன் இன் தி கேவ் ஆஃப் ஒன்ஸ் ஓன் மைண்ட். நிஹ்குஹாயாம் நிஹிதம், குஹாயாம் நிஹிதம், ஹி ஆல் பர்வேசிவ் அப்சல்யூட் ரியாலிட்டி is available for recognition hidden in the cave of one's own mind. This is how the three questions are given, three brief immediate answers, the first section itself. This is how Brahmanandavalli begins. Okay. Now, before we enter into the actual unfoldment of the meanings of the verses, the mantras, we are going to see Shankara Bhagavatpada's another highly brilliant Sambandha Bhashyam. Okay? Sambandha Bhashyam. We have to just, for Sampradaya, for the sake of the traditional method, adjust recited the words and I just started the Brahmanandavalli. We are going to say elaborately and I request you to memorize the mantras as and then I teach in the class. Today is okay. We have not really started the mantras. We have not gone to the mantras. So, Prathamo Anuvakaha, Prathamaha Anuvakaha. And here we are going to see first the Sambandha Bhashyam. Okay. So sambandha means connection, relationship. we have to understand the connection between, first of all, connection between the subject matter discussed in the previous chapter. And you have to understand the subject matter is going to be discussed in the following chapter. What is the sambandha? The sambandha bhasham, which will start from tomorrow. It's all right. Start from tomorrow. We just started our classes. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om Tat Sat Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.